Mummy, just titled The Mummy, with Tom Cruise, is the newest in what is essentially a new reboot by Universal Studios of this, what they're calling the Dark Universe. It's going to be a remake of a bunch of different old horror movies, including Bride of Frankenstein, The Mummy, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And so the critics hated this film, and the box office internationally has loved it. So sometimes you can overthink the success of the movie. Other times you just say, oh, it's got Tom Cruise, it's about a mummy, people are going to go see it. And part of that is due to Tom Cruise's amazing ability to tour overseas, his popularity, particularly in Asia, where the film opened really strong. And part of it is possibly due to our infatuation with ancient Egypt. I found myself in the theater thinking to myself, this is not a good movie. And I also found myself thinking, I've never had a bad time watching a mummy on film. Maybe it's the anthropologist in me that has never fully expressed itself, but or maybe it's just the love of the New York Metropolitan Museum, ancient Egyptian portion of the museum. But, and maybe there's just a lot to like about Tom Cruise. In this film, however, there's some ludicrous moments. For example, Sophia Boutella is incredibly beautiful as the mummy. She's definitely the most beautiful mummy we've ever seen. Shout out to Boris Karloff. But there's something weird about sort of shoehorning Russell Crowe as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde into this film. This is a mummy film. It says not Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, so that's sort of weird. The plot itself, there's a ghost, Tom Cruise's friend in the film, Jake Johnson, shows up and turns into a ghost. That's sort of weird. Perhaps the critics would have loved it if it was just more of a straightforward mummy tomb. Mummy's tomb gets messed with. People get cursed. Now, is it possible that this curse is based upon a historical, anthropological, medical knowledge of the dangers of black mold? Maybe. Is it possible that the infatuation with ancient Egypt and hieroglyphics and symbols that we don't understand appeals to us on a level that we don't totally understand because the libraries of Alexandria were burned down and they held all the answers? Probably not. But is it true that Tom Cruise wandering around in the tombs, being kind of possessed? This is basically a zombie movie with a plane crash that's really awesome. A ton of zombie scenes. It's basically 28 Days Later meets A Night at the Museum. There's just a lot going on here, and it's befuddling. The most befuddling part is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde's entrance, and yes, that's right, Russell Crowe in the middle of this movie shows up as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but hey, if you just keep throwing in instruments, you get what they call as soup. So mummy soup is maybe not delicious, but you've already bought it. You already paid for it, so it's doing very well at the box office.